The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everybody, to Daily Pop. You know it's going to be a good day because look who's here, Candace Cameron Bure.
How are you?
So good.
You look amazing.
You look amazing. We've told her 100 times how good she looks already. She's like, shut up, start the show.
Yeah, right?
She's like, no, I'll take it.
Okay, we'll start the show with the apology heard around the world. Luann De Lesseps, who's been sober for a little over a year now, apologized to her daughter for her drunken behavior. Ooh. Now, it all went down on last night's Real Housewives of New York City. Take a look at this.
You know, where I was growing up when I was your age, you know, dealing with my dad who had a drinking problem. My father is the river that runs through my life that I'm realizing now, like, how it affected me my whole life.
You know, this is all I wanted from you as a kid. I wanted you to be honest and acknowledge the insanity and say you're sorry. You know what I mean? That's all I ever wanted. I didn't.
Well, listen, I put you through such hell for a long time, so I just want to say I'm sorry.
I made so many mistakes.
First of all, WASP as a culture, as like an animal kingdom, they never apologize for things. It's always sweeping things under the rug when right? It comes to the bougie East Coast.
I thought you were saying, oh, are you talking about the animal or the insect? Or what is it?
A
WASP. I get it. I'm with you. I got it.
This is big.
This was very big. I'm going to go ahead and say, not only was it very big, but it seems extremely overdue, right? I feel like her daughter has wanted this apology. I feel like it seems like this type of behavior has been going on for the majority of her daughter's life, which is sort of what it seems like in the way that she was describing wanting this apology. Like, this is all I've wanted from at the time I was a child. And the reality is, she's what? How old is she? 22?
25?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So I think she finally got her moment with her mom where her mom is, as she said, acknowledging her wrongdoings. And I think I've only been a mom for 4 months. You've been a mom for 22 years. Unbelievable.
No uterus.
You'll be a mom one day. I feel like your kids look up to every single move you make, and their meter is high, and you can't mess around, and you do owe your children an apology if
Absolutely.
You have done years of damage to them.
But is it a little too late? Like, is it too little too late because she
no,
said that she's been waiting for this her whole life?
It's never too late.
It's, yeah.
Come on. When someone has deep sorrow or they feel, you know, something so strongly, especially about your mother, your
uh-huh.
father, it is never too late to apologize. But apologies, that's... As a parent, you have to apologize in front of your children to other people and to them because that's how they learn to apologize
Absolutely.
In life. And that's also how they learn to forgive.
Yeah.
It's also just the same way that you learn thank you and please and
yeah.
how to hold your fork
yeah.
and knife and how to order at a restaurant. Like, your parents are the example. That's why when I say things on Nightly Pop, I'm like, oh, God, why did I say that that one day? But it's just, I feel like it's a huge responsibility to be the built-in role model of an individual.
For sure.
No, nobody's perfect. And Luann, I think, showed, like, I've made mistakes and I recognize them and I'm
yeah.
sorry for them.
Well, it's so nuts, too, when you really think about what's actually happening here. You know, when I was growing up, my biggest fear was that somebody was going to come in my house, a friend, and see that behavior. And
mm-hmm.
then it was like, oh, my God, who are they going to tell?
Yep.
Will people find out at school that
yep.
this and this? And that's going on in my home. There were cameras watching.
Absolutely.
There was newspapers writing about the arrests. So this woman went through this in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, her mother was in denial about how it was affecting her child. And I think a lot of times, people Luann's age, my own mother's age, their parents, they had to deal with it. There was no conversations about
totally
anything.
It was totally different generationally. 100%. I feel like there's a lot of things like my mom didn't necessarily speak to me about until we got like much older. Not that she had any sort of similar type of behavior, but I think as parents, you probably try to shelter your children from your wrongdoings as much as possible. But in this case, she didn't have that luxury.
It's such an important learning tool. Even when your kids are young, like some days you lose it. You will lose it soon.
I've already losing it every day of my life. I call everyone. I'm like, I hate myself.
When they're 2 and 3 and 4. And so some days you're going to have to sit down after you've cooled off and say, Mommy just lost it, and I'm sorry. Right. I should not have behaved that way because you're then teaching your children, like, one, that's not acceptable to do, but then this is how we remedy that. We apologize. But listen, there's going to be lots of little things. You don't need to apologize for every single thing.
That's
not
the thing.
Everything.
Right.
But am I the only one who grew up in a household that was like, do as I say, not as I do?
I think I grew up like that too, but maybe not to the level.
Okay, because my mother did. And let me say this, I think in black households in general, we would rather not kick up the dust and just live with like a light film of disappointment in our lives because I honestly think it's so true. I think anytime you talk about mental health in a household that doesn't fully understand it, people take it as, oh, you're blaming me. Like if I went to my mother and I said, hey, you know, some of the things you did in the past kind of like, you know, messed with me a little bit and this is how X, Y, and Z, I don't think it would go over as well as...
Do you think she kind of takes it from a place of like, I had to deal with so much. Like, what are you coming to me with this nonsense about? Like,
yeah,
and I made it fine. You can handle it.
I think it's also like the shame and the blame. Like they feel like you're blaming them when really you just kind of sort of want to get it off your chest and kind of move on. And I don't really need an apology. I just need to say it. Like, I just want to
get
it
out.
Yes.
I just want to get it out.
I need the apology. I'm that person that I'm like, I need the closure. I need you to say the words, I'm sorry. I have this fight with my children sometimes because I'm like, please just say the words. And I don't understand how those words are so hard for them to come out of some people's mouths.
It is true, though. It is true. It's really hard to come out of mine.
Was it hard to come out of your mouth when they were growing up because it's a learned behavior?
Is it their
father? Like I'm Canadian. I say I'm sorry all the time.
You're that girl. You're that girl. The one I hate, I'm like, don't say you're sorry. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm just sorry. I'm like, stop it right now.
I actually apologized in Pilates like 2 weeks ago for like not paying attention, not doing something correct. And she goes, don't say you're sorry. Women always apologize for things that they shouldn't be sorry for. And I was like, it was just feet and straps. And you don't need to get so nuts over that, okay?
Oh my God.
I'm not sorry and never will be again.
Well, let's stick with the apology tours because Kim Kardashian might be apologizing soon because she wore this sexy cutout dress to the holy Mecca, the Vatican, and Twitter nearly fell out.
Okay.
Now, Kim was with Kate Moss and her daughter, who dressed much more conservatively for the private tour.
Wow.
And you know that the Vatican has a crazy strict dress code. Now, Kim did cover up inside with a long black coat, but that didn't stop people from coming for her, calling the look inappropriate. What do you guys think?
I think it's comical that we are still reacting to Kim Kardashian wearing something risque and maybe not appropriate for where she's going. First of all, she wore a coat, so inside the Vatican, she was appropriately dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You can be naked under a coat. You're wearing a coat. It's fine. She obviously took it off because she's Kim Kardashian and she put a look on and she wants people to see it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think if she walked into the Vatican like that, that would be a problem. Wearing a coat over it, a black trench that is covering her entire body.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If somebody showed up at your wedding in a black trench coat but had a white dress under
I mean, it's unacceptable.
It's the same thing.
No, that is, wearing white to, you can wear white to the Vatican. People just don't typically tend to go with cutouts, but she wore something to cover up the cutouts. Wearing white to a wedding is like, you don't get
laid. I actually went to the Vatican a long time ago with my children, my husband on vacation, and I got turned away because I had a tank top on. And it wasn't even spaghetti straps. It was like a thick tank top. I was covered down to my ankles and they were like, nope, you can't come in. So denied, I stayed out while my husband and kids went in.
That is so nice you went and let them go in.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
Of course. I would be like, we're all even.
Oh, no. I was like, go, enjoy it. I will figure it out another day. So this actually, it doesn't surprise me because it's Kim and she looks gorgeous, but...
It irks you a bit.
It does, because even knowing that she wore the coat over it.
No, it lets me know that she knew what was up.
She knew what was under it. And that is like the sexiest dress, not only with the cutouts, but just the white lace.
This
like that is...
That's a lot. A little see-through. Looks good.
Who was going to the Middle East, and when she was packing, I literally looked at her and I said, why are you gonna do this to yourself? Why are you gonna cause the headache knowing that people are gonna respond the way they're gonna respond because you know the jam? You already know what's up, yeah. Okay? So for Kim Kardashian, you know what's up. You know what I mean?
But of course she knows what's up. That's why we're all talking about it.
I know. It's just,
we're gonna
talk
about it for the rest of our lives.
It's a lot.
She's gonna wear something forever like this.
Chris is on the case. Still ahead, Britney's new message for her fans and who she's telling the F off. Mm. Plus, can you be both a morning and a night person?
Oh.
There's a debate, honey. I don't even know if I'm either.
I don't,
that's
right.
Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a question for you guys out there. Can you still party all day and all night? Well, Tamara Mori sparked a debate on Instagram by posting, I'm at the age where I can either do a daytime activity or a nighttime activity, but I cannot under any circumstances do both. First and foremost, I can't even do activity 2 days in a row.
Forget it.
Yeah,
right?
Like, forget
it. It's not even an option. I feel like what she means here, to be specific, and you might be this way or not. If you are going to dedicate your day to an activity that involves day drinking, you are in bed at 8 o'clock. Don't there is no continuing on like when you were 22 and you went home for 15 minutes, took a shower, and you were out that night chasing whoever.
Ready.
Ready, having the best time, talking about nothing.
Nothing.
What I would do for one night back. No, or dinner and not going out. Like I can't do a 9:30 dinner.
I can't do that either. But I was gonna say, if you can do both, there has to be substance use going on of some sort.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody.
Who can do morning and night?
No
like,
one.
Ever.
Unless
nobody.
You're on Celsius or whatever else you take.
I'm like this. Oh my God.
Look,
I can do it.
I mean, it could be drinking. It could be, I'm not saying it has to be.
You're not saying it has to be something that you,
no, drugs,
look,
but.
Let me say something. I could do it. I could do morning and night.
Really?
I will say,
that's
I'm checking
BS.
My deductible the next morning to see how much I have to pay to get this ambulance ride right to the emergency room because the hangover is out of control.
Oh, forget it. Oh. And the hangover now lasts 4 days. It's not like a 2 day or 1 day, like I don't feel good. It's like it continues on into fatigue.
That's why I don't understand like the two things that I figured out during the pandemic, because I'm not gonna lie, a bitch was calling BevMo every day. The delivery guy knew my name.
Right.
I was getting my wine order. I don't know how people live with a constant hangover from that. And after having my surgery, I don't know how people do prescription medications because the backed up situation that's going on, the Colace I had to take.
Welcome to me every day. You know how I have to deal with my stomach. It doesn't work.
I just don't get it.
And the Colace is not cutting it.
I have a great solution. Just don't drink. I don't do hangovers. I do not do hangovers.
And have you never?
No, I drink. I enjoy wine. We make wine.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't do hangovers.
I don't know that drink. Through me.
My husband and I were day drinking on Father's Day, just a bottle of wine.
Right.
But I was like, I can't day drink anymore. Because again,
it's
I
exhausting.
Was 6 o'clock.
Right.
I was like, I'm done. I have to go to bed.
You're so
I
right,
can't
though.
Hang.
The not drinking, when you start, and I have not been drinking, obviously, because of the thyroid issues, and it really, you do, I know it's boring, but you really do feel a lot better.
You know, you do. You do.
You really do. And
you
especially,
do.
I used to have wine every night getting up at 5 a.m, and it was like, ooh, not good.
I remember you used to come in with those red wine
teeth.
Yeah. Candace, I heard something, a rumor about you that I can't believe.
What?
I heard that you've been married for 25 years and you still love that man. How the hell?
Oh my God.
Like, how the hell is that even possible?
I do. But I didn't know if I was going to at the start of the pandemic.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. Everybody who was in a relationship, I was like, damn, I'm so
scared
for them.
It was tough, right?
What was your biggest challenge? Yeah. What was your biggest challenge?
Oh, it was being in the same space, locked up, and then you're like, oh, we can't avoid the stuff we've avoided for a really long time to talk about and work through. So we had to work through the stuff. You know, I travel, he travels. And the great thing was it forced us, and we're like, okay, this is gonna happen. And it can get ugly, and it got ugly for a little bit. But then we're like, but we love each other, so let's figure out a solution. And it was awesome. So we came out of this pandemic so strong, and I'm like, 25 years, and it's probably like the most love I've felt for my husband. I mean, I've always loved him, but it just has been a beautiful experience to be stronger.
So crazy.
That is a rare, I mean, I don't need to tell you, that is so rare. That does not happen.
You need two willing people, though. That's the thing. You need two willing people to talk about it. If one's not willing,
that's what my therapist
impossible.
Said. She said, marriage is the most intentional thing you will ever do. You need to wake up every day intending to want it to make it work and work on it. Yeah. So
that's
so right on that.
Yeah. Now, how was it? Because I know sometimes, like, whenever your last kid leaves, you're like, yes, we're done, we're free, we can be teenagers again. You actually got your kids back into the nest.
I know.
Did it disrupt things? Like, did it add extra pressure with them being in the house?
It's not pressure, but should I talk about this?
Yes.
I feel like I always talk about sex, and my kids get really annoyed with it.
They're not going to watch Daily Pop.
Always makes the news.
No, it's fine. Everyone in here has had sex, right? Yeah, we're good.
I don't. Okay.
But you definitely, once you have three grown children all at home, I mean, you can't just have sex anytime you want. Because they're like, please, stop, I can hear you.
Oh my God.
So that's the only thing that you just have to, hey, kids, can you take a walk? Can you please go take Boris for a walk, our dog?
I let them
know what that means.
But I feel like that's really refreshing that at least it's an open dialogue in your house. And like, this is a part of our relationship. And like, it's not like something where you're hiding and like nobody knows when it's happening. It's good that they know
because mom and dad. Yes, all the time I was like, you're going to want a man who loves you like this to be with you 25 years later. Trust me, if you're married for that long, you are going to be celebrating and go, oh, mom and dad were pretty cool because you want your partner and
100%.
Your spouse to be intimate with you if you're going to spend the rest of your life with them. So I think it's a good thing to teach your kids that is a big part of marriage.
By the way, I move my plants out the room at sexy time because I don't want them to see me like that.
But those are your kids.
Those are my kids.
What about, do you have animals? Do you have dogs or cats? Do you let them stay in the room?
That is such a we have never.
Because your dog is weird.
My dog is first of all, he's the cutest, most amazing, well-behaved puppy in the entire world. But he got very weird when the baby came because he was number one. So we now let him on the bed, which is a big no-no. But now he's on the bed at all times. And I'm like, this is happening. He goes, just move him over. I'm like, no. Dinger's leaving the room. And that's really the end of the conversation. Like, I don't want him around at that. Because you know they're like up looking like, what's happening?
Those big puppy dog eyes and they're just staring.
Yeah. No, not good.
You guys, tweet us and let us know if you let Sounder or Muff Muff watch you get rough from.
Muff Muff?
Coming up, the big reality show that just got canceled. Plus, the 7-year itch, is it a real thing? Obviously not in Candace's house. Our relationship expert is here to help you scratch it. Y'all, cats watching y'all do the nasty.
That was a long readout.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Relationship expert Diane Valentine is here with us on some tips on how to keep that long-term relationship.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Morning. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
You have been missed.
Thank you so much for saying that. I don't think Justine said that to me my first time back. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes. How's the baby?
Don't make this about me. You know I won't stop.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
She's so good and she's so cute.
Well, I have 4 grandkids, so I'm completely obsessed of every baby I see ever.
Well, trust me, if you don't leave after, I'll show you 100 photographs. Yay. She's the cutest thing in the world. She's so cute. So cute.
So is my baby. Diane, I think people have this myth
Yes.
That relationships have to be hot the whole time.
Yes.
And I think it's because celebrities lie and
yes.
say that their thing is like really, you know, hot yeah. and heavy. Is yes. that true?
It is not true, because any relationship over time is going to go through ebbs and flows of what I like to call it. Mm-hmm. Because what was hot 10 years ago, girl, it is not hot today. And what was hot 5 minutes ago might not be hot tomorrow.
Mm.
So relationships require that we work on them. I heard you just celebrated an anniversary, and you know this better than probably any of us on the panel, is that you have to work on it in order yeah. to keep it hot, make it pop, all
Ooh,
of that.
Make it wow. pop.
Make it pop.
Make it pop.
So what if the relationship is cooling down? Do you think you should tell your partner?
I am a firm believer that communication and honest communication is the only thing that will help your relationship mm-hmm. survive. You know, and particularly in long-term relationships, I feel like it's easier to talk to your partner because you've been together for so long and you can be brutally honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want your love to work, you better get to talking.
Yep. Ooh. It's so true. What if you start out your relationship and everything's so easy and you don't feel the need to talk as much, and then you find yourself in a position where you're like, things are not flowing, but we do need to communicate, but somebody's not necessarily a good communicator.
Yeah.
Like, how do you kind of get to
yes.
a place where you are like, all right, how do we do this?
Just say it.
Just one day.
Be uncomfortable.
You're ironing. You're like, oh, we don't have sex
be
enough.
Be uncomfortable. Be afraid to talk about it.
Okay.
And just blurt it out, because the worst thing you can do is beat around the bush. Because look, women think that men read minds. And they do not.
Oh, that is the one.
Men
I will
do
say.
Not no. know what we are thinking. They don't know what we want.
And then we get mad.
We get so furious.
And we're like, how did
them.
You not know that? It was in my brain. Didn't
yes.
you see it?
Yes, yes. We have to just be willing to say it. Be uncomfortable, be afraid, and then say it anyway.
Mm. Oh, no, I'm just sitting here drinking because I ain't got a man.
Okay,
I'm gonna let
good.
Y'all handle it.
I have
it.
A question. But
yes.
if you get to a point, she clearly is at 25 years. If you get to the 7-year itch, we've heard about this. Is
yes.
this a taboo? Is this like a real thing? When you get to 7 years, you start to itch a little bit?
I don't know if it's 7 years. But at some point in the relationship, you will get to that point where you start feeling like, oh, he's not as cute as he used to be.
Oh, and call that 7 days.
I don't know if I like him anymore. And maybe that other guy is cuter, or maybe I missed out on something else. But I think when those moments happen, you have to go back and remind yourself of why you chose this partner.
Right.
Why you chose to spend your life with this person. And if those reasons are still valid today, then girl, you better get over that itch.
Right.
Because if you don't want him, trust me, somebody else
That's
does.
That is the truth.
They are lined up at the door,
every time,
waiting.
Every time I don't want to go to a Dodger game, I'm like, but someone else will.
Somebody
so
else will,
go.
Absolutely. And they are lined up with knees like Megan Thee Stallion.
Knees like
up!
Arrest them.
There was a knee comment at what time is it right now? It is 8:26. I haven't even had coffee.
They are
oh
waiting. They are okay. waiting for you to slip up.
I like
Damn.
Talking about the spice in
okay.
the relationship.
Yes.
So what are some things that keep the relationship romantic and spicy?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like in relationships, we really take for granted.
Yes.
The gifts are always good. We really take for granted date nights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The longer you've been together, you just kind of forget about them. And date nights are really, really important. Also, secret surprises. Like, my husband writes the most amazing love notes to me Aww. On Post-it notes.
I love
and
that.
Leaves them and hides them in my drawers and leaves them on the mirror and puts one in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple. And I just be like, oh my God, I just love him.
You know, no one does that,
no
right?
No one does that.
No one in the planet does that.
No, men do that. Some men do that.
Oh, the love
yes.
Mine's
yes.
gifts.
I have
Mine's
a question
gifts.
From my executive producer, Rebecca. She
yes.
wants to know, how does she ask her husband for something that may come off as a little freaky?
Uh-huh.
Like, how does she explain, what was that? Yeah, how do you explain that to your husband that you want to try something a little bit more risque?
Okay, so here is my thing, is don't talk about it, just be about it.
Oh. Ooh! So like,
Rebecca.
In like a mid-play, like when you're in a situation, you just kind of like motion or push or what?
Well, again,
no.
just to get down to brass tacks.
If you pull out something that looks a little dangerous, you're going to have to tell your man what this thing is.
But here's the thing, is 9 times out of 10, men are desperate for you to do it. They are sitting around thinking, they are watching Megan Thee Stallion with those damn knees.
Right.
Making the rest of us look bad. So they are waiting for you to show up and do something.
I have to stop waking up at 5:30. I'm so tired, I'm boring.
Oh, I love a daytime duo. Thank you so much, Diane. We really appreciate
it. You are the
best.
Where
can people find your book, Going the Distance for Love?
Yes, on Amazon, Going the Distance for Love.
I love it. 22 tips.
It is an amazing read, you guys. Hell to the girls with those knees. We're also stepping into the Daily Pop Kitchen, the sweet summer treats that won't have you sweating your butts off in the kitchen, and so much more. You don't want to miss it. You love her on Food Network, and she's back here with us. Everybody say hey to Chef Kelly Sinier.
Hi.
All right, it's summer, it's hot. Nobody wants to turn on the oven to bake dessert because we're at 98 degrees right now. So Kelly has a solution for our summer sweet tooth. Now remember, you can get the recipes by scanning that QR code right here on your screen. Come on.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Hotter than Chris Hemsworth out there. I can't handle it. I'm like, I'm not turning on my oven. I'm not sweating while I'm baking anything, but we got to satisfy our sweet tooth at the same time.
I see chocolate on the table, so I would like to start with that.
Let's do it, Candace. Dessert dips. I'm telling you, this is the next food trend. This is going to be it. It's on TikTok, it's on Instagram, and it's on here. Now.
Okay, how do we make this?
Okay, the base of both of our dips is actually cream cheese. Ooh. So we don't need a stand mixer for this. We don't need a handheld mixer. We're just going to use a good old little bit of elbow grease. Everything is going into the bowl. This is a dump and stir, your butter, your cream cheese, your sugar. You'll notice there are no eggs in this, so this is totally no bake. Brown sugar, you're basically making cookie dough, but instead of eggs, you're just using cream cheese to kind of bind it all together.
Okay, vanilla, I like this already because it's less things
to Super.
You know me, I like all the good healthy things. Just a taste, though, a little bit. And then all you do is stir this together, and then you're going to fold in your chocolate chips. And the great thing about this is you can use any sort of dipper then. So, Justin, if you want to do fruit, or Candace, you want to do cookies or dried fruit or anything like that, all this gets stirred together. If you have a stand mixer, you could totally use it.
Okay.
You're doing great. Just dump and stir, guys. That's what I always say.
Oh my God.
That's my tagline on here. Dump and stir. Chocolate chips in there. And then we also have one for cheesecake dip. So you want something a little bit fruitier, get the chocolate chips in there for that one. Justin, that looks fantastic. It's gonna get nice and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
That's looking good. And if you, like I said, if you had a stand mixer, Candace, dump them in there. That looks fantastic.
Okay.
We're using semi-sweet chocolate chips. You could use
What I'm loving about this is that it's easy enough for kids to do.
Yes, absolutely. I got three little ones. We were just chatting before. I love having my boys in the kitchen with me. So anything where they can just be standing next to me, cooking with me, they're way more likely to eat it.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this.
Try that one. Try the chocolate chip one first. It's so good.
Oh, you're trying the
little bit of dipper.
I'm not stirring very well.
You're doing great. Get a little elbow grease in there. Isn't it so creamy?
Okay, that should be illegal.
Right? We made that one earlier.
Do not make this recipe. You'll be eating this all week.
Okay, take it to the next level. Freeze it in little scoops and dump it into your ice cream. Your life will never be the same. We gotta like take it to the next level. Isn't that delicious? All right, cherry cheesecake, same one. Same thing, we got a cream cheese base, fresh
cherries.
I'm kind
of mad that you just told me about this.
Sorry, it's addicting,
so good.
Okay, try dipping potato chips in it. Salty, sweet, crunchy, creamy. We're covering all the notes here. Right, so good. Yes, and this one is made with a little bit of sour cream too. So you get a little bit of tanginess in our cheesecake one here. Dump everything into the bowl, some powdered sugar for sweetness. That looks fantastic, Justin. You are crushing it. Let me get my powdered sugar in here. Candace, looking good over there, perfect. And then look at these gorgeous fresh cherries. We're in the middle of summer. Produce is at its peak. A little lemon zest for a little bit of zing. Isn't that delicious?
I'm really
Lick
mad
those
about
fingers.
This.
I know, right? We've got the little waffle chips here. Right? It's so creamy and delicious. It's fantastic. And if you wanted to lighten it up a little bit, you could actually do this exact same recipe with Greek yogurt.
Oh,
so
that's
a little bit lighter, right? Yes.
We can do it with Greek yogurt.
Absolutely. It adds protein to it. If you are serving this to your kids, you could add a little bit of Greek yogurt, but look at all these gorgeous
Are there any other sugar substitutes?
You could also do this, if you wanted to do honey instead of the powdered sugar, you could absolutely do that. And then I love sort of crunchy, salty dippers for this. So the whole goal is we're not turning on the oven. We're not going near the stove, Candace.
Okay.
We're just going to beat the heat with dessert dips. Delicious.
Try this one.
Get in there. Isn't that so good?
And I love cherries. They're my favorite summertime food.
Morgan, you have to try this. Oh, my God.
Isn't that so good?
There's something about the tanginess
of the
cherry.
I know. It's the tangy.
And I'm not a cherry guy. It's like a cherry Garcia, but not cold and cute.
No.
It's really good.
Right? And you can make it ahead of time, too. So you're having a party. You want to have your guests over. Make it ahead of time. Throw it in the fridge. You're such a
I'm mad at this, but thank you.
You guys,
so
the Secret Ingredient Cookbook is out now. And you can check out more of Kelly's recipes at justatase.com. This was unbelievable. Up next, who's the real villain in Devil Wears Prada? Plus, Britney Spears lays down the law, who she's now telling off.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. Britney Spears is laying down some do's and don'ts for paparazzi fans and anyone in her space. She's on vacation in Hawaii and posted a video on Instagram saying don't talk to her while she's texting because it's rude. And the paps need to stop messing with pictures of her body. In the caption, she also says the paparazzi can F off. TLC's Counting On has been canceled after 11 seasons. The decision comes 2 months after Josh Duggar was arrested in Arkansas and charged with possession of child pornography. He has pled not guilty. TLC said in its statement to E! That it's important to give the Duggar family the opportunity to address the situation privately. The stars are lining up for NBC's annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular. The Jonas Brothers and Blake Shelton have just been announced to perform, along with Coldplay, Reba McEntire, and OneRepublic. The two-hour-long party is airing Sunday night, July 4th at 8 on NBC. You can also tune in at 10 p.m. for an hour-long encore presentation. And that is your Hollywood Minute. And how's this for a throwback? It has been 15 years since The Devil Wears Prada hit theaters. Meryl Streep played the ultimate nightmare boss, but in real life, her co-star said she's orgasm worthy. Watch this.
The whole experience of it, you know, being in a film that was, where I could play a character that was so glamorous, was, you know, very fun. I'm getting to work with Meryl and everyone is great. Meryl as a person is wickedly funny. She's just absolutely spot on every single time. As an actress, I've never worked with anybody that could be so focused.
That blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs.
I'm a fabulous boss. Ask my assistant. Oh, she's gone. She's probably quit.
She is worthy of an orgasm from everybody. She's unbelievable to watch. And it's kind of inspiring, actually, to watch somebody who she has so many secrets, you know, and how she does things. She did kill me a couple of times, some of those looks. I mean, when she was in character and she just would flash you one of those green-eyed looks, I mean, I'd just wither inside.
There has been a lot of talk recently about who the true villain was of The Devil Wears Prada. Don't ask Sharon Stone, we know what she would say. But was it the toxic boss, Miranda Priestly, or was it that whiny little brat of a boyfriend, Nate? Was his name, what was his
name? Nate, it was Nate. I thought it was Miranda. But in the most fabulous way. Devil Wears Prada is one of those movies that no matter how many times I've seen it that week, I can always, always watch it. She killed that role, killed it.
No, everyone wants to be like us.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Cerulean. Cerulean.
And you thought that you just chose the sweatshirt.
Yeah. Which she, I mean, the monologues that she performed in that film, I mean, every single part, the hair, the mannerisms, that's all.
By the way, if you're Miranda Priestly, if you're Anna Wintour, you almost have to be like, I know this is about me and I know I'm supposed to be the villain in this.
She loves it.
Damn, y'all gave me Meryl.
Yes. Are you kidding? And by the way, Anna Wintour is the only person who cannot be taken down. She is never leaving that position. Vogue is gonna turn into a different magazine before she steps down.
Oh, 125%.
Like, she is the gatekeeper of that place. And like, I think it's probably all flattering. And I'm sure, not to go into a totally different topic, she had to be that way to be a woman in this industry and get her respect for as long as she's been around.
Oh, 1,000%. She is going to look like Queen Elizabeth when she leaves that throne.
Yes, she
like,
is.
Like, Gam Gam is going to be
Yes, she is.
Still in a Chanel flat. Football star Chad Ochocinco has some thoughts about how much men should spend on a first date. He replied to a thread on Twitter and said, anything over 50 is a red flag.
Huh? I'm not responding
to
that.
Huh?
For a first date, $50.
Yeah.
By the way, my Uber's costing $25. Just so you know, because I am not showing up to dinner in an Uber X, okay?
Right, because are we talking dinner? Is that what it's implying? Because if it was
can't
only
go to
$50, I was like, are you taking me to coffee? Is it lunch? Are you taking me to Subway in the afternoon? Because unless maybe it's just LA or New York prices, but I'm confused.
Are you taking me to dinner in Des Moines? Like, are we flying to rural Illinois for this dinner? Yeah. Are we making
said
food?
I don't think a lovely date has to cost a lot of money, but like just to put a cap on it is a little bit strange because the thought and the intent of the date, like if you took me to a romantic, you know, beach picnic and you went to the grocery store and Kroger's and Vaughn's and picked something up, like great, no problem. Doesn't have to cost a lot, but you put thought behind it.
I'm not gonna lie. I went on a date with a guy once. He is a big producer. He was married to an actress.
Oh.
But then he came out later and was gay, and he was older. He drove an Aston Martin, and he always looked so chic and so hot. So he asked me out on a date, and I was super pumped. I went to Hugo Boss. I was broke at the time. I spent all my money on this great turtleneck. I wanted to look so fly for this dude. Why did he pick me up in that convertible and take me to Bossa Nova?
He took you to Bossa Nova?
I was so mad because I was expecting more from him, and I set my expectations
right.
high. I think women going out with Chad Ochocinco see him with the gold chains, see him with the cars and all the flashy things, and expect something. And it was my fault. I take it now. I take credit for it. It was my fault for expecting that I was going to go to Boa minimum and get this garlic
right.
in my teeth.
Right?
Here's the other thing. This is like from the old married lady in the room who has not dated for 27 years. I'm thinking, but how long have you been talking to this person? Are we talking about a person that you just met online 3 days ago and you're going just on a random date? Or is this someone that you've actually talked to for a couple of weeks and you're like, oh, I really want to date this person?
Well, hopefully
because
not.
Because if you want that date, you would put more effort
yes.
into it.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
100% she's
so.
Right. It's not even debatable. Like, hello? And $50 on a date, you literally cannot go to the movies and buy popcorn and snacks for 50 bucks. Not in LA.
You guys.
Not in LA.
After right. the break, whether you look like Kim K or Nicole Kidman, our style expert is here to show you how to get the right fit for your shape. Stay with us.
Stay with us. Let's talk fashion, shall we? Here to help us pick the right fit for any body type is style expert Allison Dayette.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, we want to start with ladies that have some hips mm-hmm. and some booty, and how do they dress while keeping their curves?
Okay, well, that would definitely be me. So, and I mean, it's all about embracing your curves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about feeling good in your body, and I'm going to tell you when it comes to style, inject a little personality into your wardrobe and pull it off with some attitude. But if you're looking to diminish it a little bit, mm-hmm. first I'm gonna say put those skinny jeans on pause in your wardrobe rotation and instead start choosing what's totally back on trend, the straight legs
okay.
and the slight flares, because that's going to balance your proportion from hip to your ankle. Well, now where you're choosing jackets, go for ones that just fall just past the hips, skip the crop, skip the long. You don't want anything boxy or cutting off your proportions. And when it comes to jackets or tops, choose ones with defined shoulders. It just means like don't go with anything that's sloping
don't
off.
Don't wear anything I'm wearing right now. Basically.
Well, you look great because it's but you're adding detail here, but
right?
You want something that has the seams on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not talking about shoulder pads, but or maybe a little ruffle. Just again, balancing from here then down
just
to your
kind
hips.
Of keeping within proportions to
exactly.
help sort of elongate.
Create the balance.
Right. Okay, good. That's good advice. Okay, what about busty women? Let's say you're dealing with like a chest on top and you want to accentuate or you want to diminish it.
Right. So this tip actually works for small-breasted or large-breasted. Go for V-neck tops and dresses mm-hmm. because you're creating that little décolleté and you're bringing the eye upward to your gorgeous face.
And wow. Okay. I've never thought about it like that.
Because
so
if you're wearing crew necks, you're kind of, if you're larger, you're adding a little extra bulk in that area and you want to define your shape. And definitely if you're busty, always choose a good bra. You want something that gives you lift,
mm-hmm.
support, doesn't cut into your breast, and nor do you want to be spilling out.
It's so, I don't think people realize the importance of a good bra a lot of times.
I'm always telling, when I'm styling people, I say, let's get almost naked here.
Yeah,
and let's first see what you're wearing for bra and underwear, because if you wear the right intimates, your clothes look better on mm-hmm.
And they sit better. You always 100%. Have to make sure those bras aren't creating more.
It's so true.
I've done so many bra makeovers on women before I do anything else.
It's so important, so pay attention to that.
Okay,
sure.
Let's talk about more straight and athletic bodies. Mm. I have no hips, so how do I create the illusion
Which,
of
again,
some?
Which again, she's had three children. How does
please,
that happen?
Please,
okay.
Well, that's just God-given. I can't do anything about my hips.
Hello,
size, so.
God. Can we make something happen here? Okay, so for straight builds, you want to define your waist and you want to create those curves. Mm-hmm. You want to create that hourglass shape. So you want to look for pieces like Natalie Portman here. She's wearing a great sheath dress. If it was all black, it just be like a black line, but you've got that yellow band that's creating the waist and then the lighter blue that brings the eye upward. So you wanna look for color blocking in your clothes. Mm-hmm. You wanna look for various cutouts, anything.
Wait,
that can
I have
create.
To stop you. Cutouts. Let's just yes. quickly, I know what this is not a part of our list, but cutouts, how do you do a cutout correctly? Because they're very difficult.
Okay, so if you're a straight build, let's talk about summer and swimsuits.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to wear a bikini, look for a one piece that has cutouts right on the sides here.
Okay.
So that's going to draw your attention and like, oh, that's a different shape happening on that swimsuit. Oh. Or look for, if you're doing not doing cutouts, look for banding around the waist, or it could be as simple as adding a belt to a dress, and that can define that waist. Peplum tops are great for creating that hourglass silhouette.
Okay, wow.
So look for things that build layers, accentuate the waist, or various shapes. Like when we had the red carpet and we were looking at Nicole Kidman and you're looking at Zendaya, it's all about that wavy lines and the various shapes of the fabrics and the cuts.
Do you feel like most people you come across do this sort of wrong? Because even you said something earlier, like don't wear crew necks. I'm a bustier woman. I only wear crew neck t-shirts. And I'm like, and I always am kind of like, why does this never quite look? Yeah. But it does not register to me that I should not wear them.
Yeah. No, so many people, the reason I work with so many different people as a style expert is because people are frustrated.
Right.
They don't know what it is, and I'm always kind of nudging them. I think it's wrong to tell people everything is wrong.
Right.
It's about nudging people into making new changes in their wardrobe, making new choices, things that they never even thought about before.
Right, such good advice.
And when you put on clothes that fit you well, you feel confident.
So
suddenly,
so
I'm going from 5'6", and I'm like, oh, I think I'm 5'9" today.
It's so one of the best fashion tips, because if you don't feel good in it,
totally.
Then it doesn't look good, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the trend is.
Same thing happens to hair and makeup.
You're so right.
When we get highlights and a good haircut, we're like, oh, I feel fresh today.
That's when I have a good show.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much for joining us. You guys, for more styling tips, you can find her on Instagram at Allison Dayette. And if you need even more ideas, Candace is a guest editor for E's Shop Girls Summer Series. I didn't know about this. Exciting. You can check out her summer faves by scanning the QR code on your screen. And up next, which photo of Beyonce was the most liked picture on Instagram in 2017? See if you can beat us in our social celeb media quiz after this.
We all have our own unhealthy relationships with social media, but love it or hate it, today we're celebrating because it's social media day.
Woo!
So it's time to play Thanks for the
Memories.
I almost said thanks for the mammogram.
Mammogram.
Like, yes, mammograms. First up, which picture of Beyonce was the most liked picture on Instagram of 2017?
What? Was it the one of her pregnant? Was she pregnant then?
Let's guess the reveal. Yes! The one where she was pregnant with all that budget.
I'm so good at games.
All right. Next, what meme went viral in February of 2015 and ignited a huge debate?
Is there a hint there?
It's about what? Fashion.
Was it the blue and gold dress? Like, was it that?
If you got this right, I'm gonna freak out.
Is it like the pink?
Oh my God! You cheated.
I want you to know all this means is that I have no life and I've been here too long.
I was like, can we just hand you the trophy right now? Because I think I'm out of my element.
You're not supposed to know these things if you're cool, but I clearly am not. Okay.
Okay, you can get this one. When Vanity Fair gave Keke Palmer a lie detector test in 2019, which of her responses became a viral meme?
No idea.
Hint, it involves Dick Cheney.
No idea.
Wait, mine might be too inappropriate. Is it the guy with the...
No,
okay.
The response is, let's see the answer.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
I missed that. Justine says that every day.
You guys, thank you so much for being here. We love
Seriously,
you.
Seriously, thank
really
you.
We really did.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Chris Pratt about babies, marriage, and saving the world from aliens. And Vanderpump Rules stars Tom and Ariana are here, and they're making cocktails. And don't forget to check out Natalie Pop at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 on Daily
Pop.
Wow,
lots
That's a lot to talk about.
That was a lot.
Bye.